Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Welcome back into Sports Talk. We've been breaking down the Saints, getting ready for Week 5 matchup against the Giants. To help us even further with the opponent, Super Bowl champ and Giants sideline reporter Howard Cross on the line with us here. Thanks so much for the time, man. How you doing today?
Hey, guys. I'm very sorry. I'm like on a train ride back trying to get home from work, but I'm doing really good.
Now, how important, not only for Jackson Dart to get a win, but just for the New York football Giants to get a win? That had to be huge, considering, I don't know, it seemed like there's an upset, Howard, every week, and somebody's going to lose in the NFL. And then, because he's like, oh, look at the Chargers, how well they're playing. But not so fast. The Giants coming away with a big win against the 3-0 Chargers.
Okay. You got to also consider that the fact that the Chargers were beat up on the offensive line.
Right.
That kind of let our offensive line like really be off on them, have a good time. And there was a lot of, like, I think they got like 14 or 15 hits on Herbert. That's a lot of hits on a quarterback. So they just weren't fully manned. So the Giants took advantage of a team that was, you know, a man down, so to speak.
Now, Howard, explain this to me. I'm looking, you know, I look at this season where they're ranked. I mean, because I'll say, boy, you better pack a lunch against that Giants defensive line. Well, how can, I mean, this is mind-boggling to me. Total defense, they're ranked 30th. Rushing defense, they're 30th. Pass defense, they're 31st. So, I mean, how can you be that poorly if you if you like your defensive line and everything, and they say arguably amongst the top three in the NFL, is it because maybe they light in the keister or they can rush the passer? And I know those light guys, all you do is, and the Saints did that against the Bills, you run right at them. So what's the take? Explain that to me.
Well, the thing they're going to have to do is, like, they got to get off the field and three downs. It's not their light in the keister or anything. It's just that they unfortunately let a play get by them here or there. When a play gets fired, they have a hard time overcoming it. So what we're hoping for going forward is they'll be able to shut guys down quicker, get off the field three and out, not make mistakes, not give up the pain. Those are the things that have been hurting them and paining them so far.
Now, Howard, you say, I don't know, you could say this every week, who's winning the turnover battle? You know, that turnover margin. And I think that could be the difference maybe this game in New Orleans. Who's plus one? You know, plus two, we all know that you win like 80% of the time. But looking at both the Saints and the Giants, they're even. Not negative, not in that minus category, but not definitely not in that positive category. How do you look at – because the Saints finally got their first interception last week against Josh Allen and the Bills. But they've been protecting the football, but they just been haven't been taking it away. How have the Giants been in that category? That they're even.
Well, you know, when Russell Wilson was in there, they were trying to get the ball, push it way down the field a lot. Russ is known for throwing the big ball into orbit and trying to get it into play. But he doesn't have quite protection. He can't really he's not the young Russell. He's the old Russell now. Now with Jackson Dart, for Texas starts to break down, they're going to run the ball a little bit more. They're not going to put it at risk. So if you're going to talk about a turnover battle, what's going to happen? It's going to be, you know, greatly dependent on if the Saints can stop the Giants' run. Like, if they can slow it down, stop it, if they can get Scadaboo and those guys out of whack, get out of circulation, then you put the ball at risk. If the Saints don't score points, then, you know, and I'm not being a Giant, you know, fan or anything, or shading it one side. But if the Saints don't score points, they're going to have a hard time against this Giants team.
Now, Howard, speaking of Scadaboo, boy, a fan favorite. I know he got to be a Giants favorite. Just a battering ram. And I don't know, you know, they're trying to protect the players and all right now. And I'm sure Giants fans, they don't care. They like it, the approach he takes to running the football. He's like a battering ram. Doesn't he use the crown of his helmet? You can see him flat running over people. Now, a defender, you can't do that. But running back, I think you can get away with that. Because how can you not be a Scadaboo fan? This goes back to Arizona State even before he was with the Giants.
Well, the thing about Scadaboo, the people don't really think about it. He's such a short guy. Like, you think of him as a battering ram. He's kind of like a fire hydrant or something. So he's running to you with the full force of the ground. He is actually stepping over the line of stepping over offensive linemen's legs and stepping under their arms to get through holes. And he's up on the defensive linebackers, the backs, before they know, because you can't see him coming. He's like popping through a hole that isn't there. Because when we watch backs run the ball, we always like hit the hole. He's running between the gaps between the linemen. He's not hitting the hole. He's like creating his own little space, and it's kind of funny to watch. If you watch it, you'll see him jump over the center's leg, and then he's in the hole, and then the linebacker does not expect to see him.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Howard, curious your thoughts on this Giants receiving core minus Malik Nabers. Now, we know that the injury to him, he's going to be out. But what does the rest of that receiving core look like for the G-men?
Well, you still have guys like Jalen Hyatt. You have Darius Slayton. There are two guys that are really going to be more featured in the offense. But there's a kid named Bo that's from Notre Dame, a big, tall kid with great speed who can stretch the field. So it's going to be, you know, Robinson running the technical routes, Slayton running the technical routes, and then Bo and Hyatt on the outside really trying to stretch the field. The thing that people aren't really considering or really thinking about is that when Scadaboo's out there, he's basically another receiver on the field.
Yeah.
And then Tracy comes back. I don't know when he's going to come back, but if Tracy is back out there, he's also another receiver on the field. And we know everybody's waiting to see if they're going to call a receiver up from the practice squad or if they're going to call, you know, another backup. Because again, they still have Turbo James that could come up as a back who can also play in the slot as a receiver.
Now, Howard, who is like the alpha when you look along that D-line? Obviously, that's a household name, Dexter Lawrence. Boy, the very athletic interception he got against Justin Herbert. Thibodeau, that's a Louisiana name, even though he went to the University of Oregon. You know, then you look at Brian Burns. Those are all players who are familiar. Who is like that alpha running the show up front on defense for them?
Right now it's Burns. Burns is the guy who's the most active guy. He's the guy who's rallying the guys together, pulling guys together, trying to get them to, you know, stick to their step. As the season goes on, it's going to come back. It's going to be Dexter Lawrence. Dexter Lawrence is like the bell cow. You don't see a guy that big, that fast, that flexible, that moves like that, and he's in the center. The guy that steps on the quarterback's toes is usually the most dangerous guy in football for the opposing team, and Dexter's that guy. But right now, it's all Burns. Burns is making tackles in the backfield, making tackles across the ball, chasing guys down from behind, and getting sacks, too, and hits on the quarterback. He has been a special player. Abdu Carter is going to, as he starts to get the field thing, he's going to get better and better. But Brian Burns is the guy that the Giants are kind of like tying the bell to and everybody should be looking at right now.
When you look at this, G-Men, the fan base for the New York Giants, are we going to expect a lot of big blue in the dome on Sunday? Because I got to tell you, the last time the Saints were home, it was a really nauseating sight to see all the 49ers fans invading here. Yeah, and I just can imagine the Giants fans have to be excited, especially with Jackson Dart now under center, to maybe make a trip to New Orleans.
Well, you know, you got to also remember that he's an Ole Miss guy, so he's right down the road. So you're going to get a lot of Ole Miss fans in our jersey right down there for you guys. So it's not going to be just because they're in New Orleans. It's going to be because of proximity where he played college ball at. So he'll have a following down there. How many fans are going to travel to New Orleans? That I can't tell you.
Now, Howard, you know, you look on social media and all that, and you know, losing Malik Nabers, and then you hear Odell Beckham saying that turf is terrible at Metropolitan Stadium. So what do you think? You know, you being a player and everything, and you look at natural grass. I don't know what the billion-dollar injury, multi-billion-dollar industry the NFL is. Do you think maybe we might, and they're going to have the World Cup and they have to bring in natural grass, that we'll see more natural grass fields and the astroturf turf or artificial turf might go the way of the dinosaur in the future?
Well, I will say it like this, and I told people this a long time. It's the way the guys work out now. They're more concerned about training. They don't train in all sports. They train in one sport. So your ligaments only have so many reps on it. And that's what people aren't really looking at. They're looking at, oh, well, it's the turf for this grass. You had two players, prominent receivers, get injured this weekend. You had Cheetah down in Miami. You had Neighbors up here. Cheetah was playing on natural grass.
Good point.
And the way they're talking about his knee injury, it is way worse than Nabers' injury. So, like, you have to, like take all that in consideration. I don't think that the turf is grabbing your feet or doing anything specific to you. Like, if you got seven studs on grass and you catch your foot, That's just part of it. Now, I'm not a doctor or a scientist, but I just know that in both cases, it pluses and minuses. The turf is not as slippery when it's raining. It's fine as shoes to wear on it. The grass is the grass. The turf doesn't freeze when it's really freezing cold. Grass is still grass. I'm not campaigning against grass. Everybody likes to get a little grass in their jersey. But it is what it is. Like I don't see and it's just me. Again, not a doctor, not a scientist. I don't really see the correlation between the injuries. Players are trying to say it, and everybody's trying to talk about it, but to me, I don't really see it.
Howard, thank you so much for the time and joining us on your commute home, man.
All right, guys. Sorry for all the noise in the background, but thank you so much.
You are good. Howard Cross, Super Bowl champion, New York Giants sideline reporter, joining us there on his way home from work, Cajun Cannon.
Yeah, what do you call that? The A-train or something?
I should have asked him what train he was taking home.
Yeah. And now, Steve, when we come back, I want you to explain to me and the psychology of this, and who advised him, Shedeur Sanders. Was he, like, playing some of the media? I want you to look at that and explain that to me. And he doesn't understand. The NFL don't want you to be an influencer. They could care less about that. You know all the young people, oh, he's an influencer. No. The NFL, they run away from that, the team sport. Now you think, oh, they got to keep up with the younger generation. But no, that does not help you play quarterback for an NFL team just because you have a lot of followers or you're an influencer. We'll talk about that when we come back.
Coming back right after the break here on WWL. Stay tuned right after this. We shall return.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Houston, when the game's on the line, you trust the Texans to deliver. When your life's on the line after an accident, trust the official personal injury attorney of the Houston Texans, Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Insurance companies have a game plan, and so do we. We fight for your rights, your recovery, and your results. After an accident, before you call the insurance company, call Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Sheriff Injury Law Firm, proud partner of the Houston Texans. Houston's choice for real, relentless results. Go to www.callthesheriff.com.